Bibles. Turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 4. Book of Matthew, chapter 4. And we're going to begin at verse 1. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. When you find it, say amen. Very, very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. Matthew chapter 4 from the King James Version this morning says, "Then was Jesus led up the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.' Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated." Amen. Let's take note of verse 4 of chapter 4 that says, "But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.'" Amen. I want to ask you a question today. Amen. By what principles are you living on? By what principles are you living on? Or if I could be real urban, how you living? How you living this morning? Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, has just entered into, amen, his ministry. John the Baptist, his first cousin, who's 6 months older than him, has just baptized him, amen, in the name of the Father, amen. And the Bible says in verse 3, at the very end, John the Baptist was kind of questioning whether or not he was even worthy to baptize Jesus Christ. Amen. But Jesus spoke a word, gave him permission. John was cool with it. So they proceeded with the baptism. And look what, amen, is said from God in heaven. Let's look at verse 16 of chapter 3. It says, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, hallelujah, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" My brothers and sisters, I want you to know today, amen, that when you came, amen, to Jesus as you were, wounded, weary, and sad, amen, when you gave your life to Christ, amen, there was a voice that came from heaven that said, "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased." Don't y'all know that God is so excited about you? You all who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. How many of y'all believe that today? Amen. But you know what? He's excited, but how excited are you about your salvation? How excited are you about the fact that you don't deserve the grace and mercy that you are receiving right now? None of us do, for we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That scripture in itself tells us that none of us are really good enough. But I'm so happy and excited that we serve a Savior, that we have a Savior that is perfect. And I hate to bust your bubble today, but you're not perfect. Amen. How are you living, though? Some of us are living on what Big Mama said. Big Mama told me, Amen. And pray together, stay together. That's good talk, but that ain't in the Bible. A whole lot of them old sayings that we use. Big mama was good. Granddaddy was good. Granddaddy had some good stuff. But if it wasn't the word, my brothers and sisters, some of that stuff is not tangible. Some of that stuff is not useful. We learn some good lessons. We also learn some bad lessons. Amen. Oh, this is going to be hard today. Y'all going to make this harder than it's supposed to be. Now watch this. If God himself said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased because he's been baptized and he's moving forward into what I have ordained him to do. Why would a God that loves us so much, that loved his son so much, it said that the Spirit of God, it ascended on him like a dove, right? And then look what the Spirit did. Because see, some of y'all are in the wilderness. Y'all remember we talked about the valley just a couple weeks ago. See, some of y'all are in the wilderness. Some of us are in the valley and we don't know why. Oh, this is good stuff. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. But look what happens right here. Tony, check this out. Verse 4 says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. Wait a minute. Why would the Spirit lead us into the wilderness? Some of you are in the wilderness right now. You don't know why. Why me? Why am I in this situation? Lord, why am I dealing with this? Lord, this sickness is upon me, Lord. All my enemies are around me. We're all crying. But Jesus, if the Spirit, if he said, this is my son whom I well please, and then the next thing that happens is the Spirit led him to the wilderness. Guess what? I don't have a problem being in the wilderness anymore. I have no problem being in the wilderness anymore. We have to be tried. Amen. Our faith has to, because God wants to know, amen, where we are. Christ wants to know if we can really be used in the kingdom building. You see, if every time something bad goes on in your life, you have the Marvin Gaye syndrome. Maybe want to holler, throw up both my hands. That's what some of us do. See, my AC went out, and I remember the time where I'd be kicking rocks. Oh, Lord, what did I do wrong? I must have did something. Let me track myself back. What did I do? God, why are you putting this on me? Pity party. Anybody else in here have pity parties? I guess this sermon was for somebody else. This wasn't for Orange Chapel. Lord, why are you afflicted? Oh, I'm so afflicted. The devil. Devil ain't on you. God put you in the wilderness. You giving the devil too much credit. He don't have that much power to put you nowhere. He can't even put you in hell. Only you can do that by not accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Satan don't have no power at all. As long as you're living by the right program and the right principles. Woo. Oh, now I knew y'all was going to get it. I thought I was in the right place. Then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of who? The devil. Instead of me getting upset about my AC going out, you know what? I said, thank the Lord for the cold front. Cool front. Cool front. It's mine. I had to let my windows up last night. It was so cool outside. I looked at it, it was 64. Ain't God good? He loved me that much, y'all. So I got to tell it some more. He changed the whole atmosphere just for me. Car went out to Toyota. They said 1500. But I got a son at the house. I said, boy, get on that computer and do what you do. 267. Got one of them little homeboy hookups, 150 to get it in. Ain't God all right? Ooh, we look at all these blessings coming to me because I'm living on some other stuff. See, some of y'all think I popped a Molly this morning. Popped a Molly and I'm sweating. Woo! No, I ain't no drugs, alcohol. I'm on Jesus. Just something about the name of Jesus, you know, make me want to run when ain't nobody chasing me. Well, the visitors won't be back. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, some of y'all think you're doing something about fasting. Oh, I'm going to fast. I'm going in 3 days. I ain't going to eat for 3 days. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. You ran bragging about 3 days. And if you bragging about it, act, oh, this fast about to kill me. It ain't. Don't do it. You done messed it up. Oh, I'm on a. I don't understand churches. We're going on a 21-day fast. The Bible clearly states you don't. When you fasting, you don't tell nobody. We run out looking sad. Oh, I'll be glad when it's fast, though, so I can eat some meat. Yearly fast. Every year at the same time, the whole church going to fast. Really? Devil just waiting on you. I'm going to leave that alone. Some of y'all don't like that because y'all come out of them churches that do that. Every year in October, we fasting. What did you get out of it? Tell me that. Just what I thought. Nothing. Advertise. Oh, Orange Chapel's on a fast this month. Some stuff y'all need to fast from, you ain't gonna fast from it anyway. You gonna fast from stuff that don't matter. I ain't gonna eat no sweets. You're a diabetic. You shouldn't be eating them anyway. That's easy. I ain't going to spend no money. I'm fast. I ain't going to spend. You broke. I'm trying to help somebody, Sister Roberta. What principles are you living on? Are you living on just this old stuff that we do? But see, Jesus was on a whole nother level. Daddy put him in the wilderness. I told y'all the story about the young man when he came of age. Amen. He said, boy, it's time for you to become a man. We're going to send you out into the woods. You're going to have to make it out there all night long. Wind began to blow. Storm began to come. Lightning began to flash. Thunder began to roll. He's scared. Next morning, he said, Daddy, I was scared. He said, son, it's all right because I was right on the other side of the tree all night long. See, that's how God is with us. Don't be scared when you're in the wilderness, when you're being tried and when you're being tested because he's there all the time. He said, I saw that bear when he came up. I saw that wolf when he walked by. I could hear those owls in the trees and whoo, whoo. But I had your back, son. If anything had touched you, I was there all the time. But see, Jesus lived on something a whole nother level, y'all. And we got to live by these principles. This is a good part. And when the tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came and we failed. See, when the tempter came to Adam, Adam failed. The Bible says, and sin entered into man, into us by one man, which was who? Adam. Into the world by one man. Adam, because he messed up. He ate that apple, y'all. I would let y'all hear. No, I ain't going to tell y'all that. I tell too much of my business. Okay, can I tell y'all this? Give me 10 minutes and we're done. I picked up a crackhead a couple months ago. I know him. He was walking. I know where he was headed. He was headed to Roxton. And I was coming out of Paris. And and I knew that was about the 3-hour walk, but I could get him there in 15 minutes because I was going the same way. So I picked him up. And y'all, I'm sorry, but sometimes just stuff is funny. And I just hit record on my phone just so I could play back what our conversation was. I'm sorry. I'm real. I'm just being real what I did. And guess what he started doing as soon as he get in the car? Hey, preacher, man, you boy, you saved me. Why been 3 hours? Boy, I'm so glad you picked me up. And then he started talking about the Bible. I don't know why I'm telling y'all this story. But he gonna start talking about that boy, Adam, boy, that joker messed up, boy, didn't he, boy? That joker messed up, boy. He put us in a fix, didn't he? You know what, though? He had a few things a little confused. But you know what? Even that crackhead had a little bit of word in him. Be careful who you're talking down on. Be careful who you're laughing at. Be careful who you passing up. Because I picked him up, and to be honest with you, it was funny. As a matter of fact, it's still on my phone. I play it all the time just to get a pretty good laugh. But you know what? He laid some good stuff on me. As a young preacher, I learned something from that fella that I picked up. And I'm just, you know, I ain't going to go into what he told me, but there was something out of that conversation, even though it was a whole lot of funny stuff. I wish I could put him on YouTube, but I ain't going to do that. But there was something beneficial because the brother started talking about the word. You know what? You know what I really got out of that was? Is God has me in a whole nother place, because if I'd have picked him up 15 years ago, that conversation would have been different. Matter of fact, we'd have stopped at Toco on the way to Roxton. Oh, y'all go to the other, y'all go to Sun Valley. Toco is on 82 going west. Y'all don't have to go out there to get beer no more. You can get it at Walmart. But see, we would have stopped 15 years ago. We'd have stopped Deacon Smith. I'm sorry, your pastor would have stopped. Got him. Hey, man, let's stop and get us a drink. And maybe he probably didn't want to drink because he smoked crack. I mean, I ain't going to do that. We're not going to stop by the crack house. But because of who I am, he respected that. And he began to talk about the word. Amen? So next time you pick somebody up and they're not talking about the word, maybe you need to check yourself instead of checking them. By what principles are you living by? I got some hand claps, didn't get no amens, but that's all right. I'm going to preach anyway. But he answered, look at this. And when, I'm in verse 3 of chapter 4, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus is hungry. And see, Satan knows where Satan's going to hit us at is on the physical. He's going to hit us with the physical first. Do I need to elaborate on the physical? Because y'all know I'm gonna go hard if I do. Cause see, when Adam messed up, it was a look. It looked good to the eyes. He looked, she looked, then she took. Satan came to Jesus and said, well, Jesus, I say, dog, I know you're hungry. You've been out here all about 40 days and 40 nights. And, man, if you really God, because I think they talk like this probably. If thou be God. Y'all think he talk like that? I mean, really? You know, because the devil talk to us like gangster. Or whatever language you speak, that's what he speak to you in. Some of your country and western, listen here, buddy. He speak to you in whatever language. Oh, mijo. I mean, if you've been, mija, mijo. He speak to you in your language. Amen? Speak to you through them blues songs, don't he, brother? You told that the other week, so I'm going to tell it again. You get to listen to them blues. You read the Drink and Fight. But he knew. See, Satan knows very well where you are with your walk, in your walk, and in your test. And guys, he's going to come at you in a fashion that's going to affect you. Amen? He knew that Jesus was home. He didn't come to Jesus with, Jesus, it's hot out here. Why? Make it snow. He knew that there was a physical need at this point after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. And the Bible says that the Spirit led him out here. Catch that, guys. That's why we're doing this series on the New Covenant, because we are so ruled and regulated. We are so focused on the commandments and you got to do this and you got to do that. And this first Sunday you wear a black suit and you wear a white dress and you do this and you do that and you sing Amazing Grace before you preach. And you, I know we may like those songs and that's great, but we get so caught up in religion. There's no spirituality in the church, because the church is do this, do this, do this. Just like churches having annual days with the same busted preacher preaching the same thing every year. The congregation don't even like him. They don't even get nothing out of it. But you bring him every year. Why? Because we pad each other's pockets. Say, Doc, you come down and preach. It's going to be on the website. I know I don't get to go nowhere to preach. That's fine. Y'all know why I haven't gone a lot of places? Because I don't have a bunch of people coming in and out of here. Why? Because we don't do 3 o'clock services. For what? The word this morning ain't good enough? Every member give $25. For what? What are we going to do with it? You know what your responsibility is. Brother say building fund. They ain't put a hint. They ain't put a lock on the door. They ain't put nothing. Screen. Them same chairs back, been back there since Big Mama then was in church. Church leaning. You got a building fund. For what? To look at? What principles are we living by? How you living? Look how Jesus was living. Come on, Tony. I'm done. He said, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God. See, he always want to question who we are. Y'all know what? That's the trick that Satan plays on the church. He makes you question your salvation. How many of y'all have messed up within the last 24 hours? Ooh. Hold on. 36 hours. 48 hours. Some of y'all ain't. Oh, you, I ain't telling. I ain't your business. All of us have messed up. And the trick that Satan wants to play on us is, Brother Darryl, you messed up. You're going to hell. And the church is following suit with Satan. By if Brother Darryl messes up, hold on, I don't want to use him. Now I'm going to use somebody else. If Devin messes up, and he loses his salvation. I'm confused. I'm real confused, church. And I'm not saying go out and do whatever you want to do. I'm not saying that. But listen to this. Put this in your heart. Write this in your notes. My God is bigger than my sin. My God is bigger than my sin. Hallelujah, church. Somebody need to get delivered today from some stinking thinking. My God is bigger. Woo. I'm sorry, baby, than my sin. If thou be the Son of God, see, he's questioning. How many of y'all has Satan questioned? You come to church. I don't know. I don't. Some of us don't feel saved this morning. You better. That's why some of us couldn't get in praise and worship this morning, because we don't feel saved. But my God is bigger than your sin. Y'all know why I can act like this? I wasn't perfect either last night. I was close, though, Brother Thibodeau. I was close. But I'm able to celebrate Christ because I know that he forgives those sins that I ask him to forgive me for. Amen? Because those are the principles that I'm living on. Okay, as I hurried to my close, I was really wanting to hoop and holler today. I had it in me, too. It was a good one. I was going to tell y'all a story. A good story. What principles are you living on? Don't nobody freak out, but I'm going to put this water on this communion table. That's holy water. But he answered and said, it is written. Jesus answered to Satan and said, it is written that man should not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay, as a note before we get out of here, God is going to speak to us in one of three ways, and you all know him. You better know him if you've been in Bible study. He's going to speak to us through divine counsel. That is your preachers, your teachers, your pastors. Amen. Through divine counsel, he's going to speak to you through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's your conscience. You know, when you go in the store and you used to steal, and then you tempted to steal, and then something in your mind say, don't do it. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God talking to you. Or when somebody put you on blast on Facebook, and you refrain from hitting them back up and having this whole big war going on between y'all, that's the Holy Spirit say, don't do that. Let them make it. Amen. Because he says that he'll fight our battles. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I dare you to let God fight your battles. Y'all quit fighting, folk. Let God fight your battles. Hallelujah, church. I don't fight people. I'm not into fighting people. I ain't getting my hands dirty. You're going to have to live with you're gonna deal with God, because I'm his. You know what? When we were kids, some kids didn't mess with us because of who our daddy was. My daddy had big muscles. He could hide your head behind his arm. And he could run fast, too. And he never smiled. Okay, I'm done. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, divine counsel, the Holy Spirit, and guess what? We all get it from different ways. Some of y'all could care less about what I'm talking about right now. You know why? Because you don't really get it from the preacher. You saying, a little bit too much, Sister Roberta. Some of y'all may not get it from the preacher, but you may get it when you get home. The Holy Spirit begins to talk to you about what we talked about today. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Amen. Also, some of you may be intellectuals. And because I use broken English from time to time, you just can't get passages uneducated. No, I'm not. I'm very educated. Got stuff hanging. You'll go back there and see stuff hanging on my wall. Woo. I can talk like Obama if I want to. Sister Roberta said, I know you can. Thank you, baby. It's all right. But also, my brother, one of the last of the three is the Bible. For you intellectuals, some of y'all can just pick up the Bible and it just opens up and God begins to speak to you through the word. What principles are you living on? Are you getting it through divine? Are you getting it through your preacher? Are you getting it through the Holy Spirit? Or are you getting it through reading the Bible? You better be getting it one of the three ways. Some of y'all ain't getting it. Why? Because you ain't constantly. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Everywhere in the Bible where it talks about water, water is to signify the word of God. Amen? Are y'all with me? Now, this is my life. And I really want to make a good life for myself. I'm a Christian too. For the Christian, without the word of God, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. There's no change. It's all right. It's amazing how, see, Satan is a hater, y'all. He gets mad. And he'll use whatever he can. He can use a squeaky ceiling fan. Say, I see you, Satan. I hear you. You're trying to mess somebody up with that squeaky fan. You made that baby holler in the middle of service. Right in the good part. But the devil is a lie. See, you got to call him out when you see him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And God just told me, call him out. Because he can't stop my program. How you living? What you living off of? Watch this. Watch this. Look. When you put a little word in your life. Put a little word in your life. You'll understand when you put a little word in your life. Hallelujah, somebody. When you put a little word in your life, slowly but surely, when you put a little word in your life, are y'all going to pray with me? Some of y'all, the way you used to be, say, I'm not the way I used to be. Some of y'all know where your help come from because you put a little word in your life. Your life used to be a blank page. No change. But if you want some change, put a little word in it. Is that right? One time there was a preacher preaching, and he was hooping. He was riding his hoop, and he said, we were going to Mount Pisgah in Ladonia. And he said, Jay, U.S., U.S., I'm talking about Jay, U.S., U.S., Jay, U.S., U.S. Our musician's name was James Fuller. He looked up at the crowd and said, just us, y'all, just us. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. My brothers and sisters, the water represents the word. Maybe you don't have enough word in you, or you're not listening to the word enough to make changes in your life. I'm tired of being a blank page. And I'm so happy that even when I picked up a man that some of y'all wouldn't have picked up, amen, he began to speak, he began to talk about Jesus. Amen. What principles are you living on? Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. How are you going to know what God's saying if you're not around a godly setting? Amen. Some of us know every rap song that come on TV. I know some of them too. I have a 17-year-old son. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't. But if that's all you're getting, that's all you got. Your baby can drop it like it's hot, but she can't praise dance. Your little boy can cuss, but he can't pray. That's all I got. Let's give God a hand clap of praise today. By what principles are you living by, church? I just want to know. Which life you want? Well, with Jesus, there's all kind of possibilities. It's colorful. Red, green, blue, purple. All them colors. I got some of y'all's favorite colors in there. But are you just a blank page? I'm going to hoop and holler for you next week. We're going to celebrate next week. Think about it. We need more of him. Amen. I love the fact that Jesus told Satan, hey, man, you can go on somewhere with that. I got something bigger than you. I got something better than you. I have the word of God, and the word is powerful. The word will change lives. Anybody need a change in their life today? Amen. If you walked away from Christ, if you